some slides, please. So which do you prefer? DC with Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman, or Marvel with the Avengers, Guardians of the Galaxy? Okay, hands up if it's Marvel. Okay, hands up if it's DC. Okay, which one do you think I prefer? Marvel, yes, you're right. Okay, next slide. So, StarMix, hands up. Tangfastic. Okay, there's a vote for that. What do you think I prefer? I've heard more for StarMix. It's actually, it is, Alison knows me, it's Tangfastic. Okay, the next one, I like this, the sands. A day at the beach or Alton Towers? So would you prefer to have a day at the beach?
Yes.
Alton Towers? Oh, you're in the minority. Okay, which do you think I prefer?
Day
at the beach. Yes, you're right. Thank you, I'm going to be having those next week. Right, and the next slide. Ooh, now, if you had the chance of being given an iPad or a trip to Euro Disney, which would you go for? So if it's iPad, hands up. Okay, Euro Disney. Ooh, that's interesting. Which one were you? You were the iPad. Okay, that surprises me. So which do you think I'd go for?
Euro Disney.
If I could go back a few years when my children were younger, or perhaps in a few years when maybe they'll grace me with grandchildren, then yes, I would prefer Euro Disney.
Yeah.
Okay, so the next slide. Oh, pudding or cheese? Oh, I know, that's difficult. So who would go for pudding? Who would go for cheese? Which one do you think I'd go for? Cheese. Alison's right again, well done. Yeah, I much prefer savoury things to sweet things. Okay, so then, so these are all choices. So the next one is plastic or the planet? The planet. Okay, this is all to tie in with the reading Alison just read about where Christ is saying, if you want to follow me, you have to hate. Now, in the others, it's been a preference, hasn't it? So I prefer cheese to pudding. I prefer a day at the beach to Alton Towers. With this, it becomes a bit easier to see how Christ was phrasing it, doesn't it? So it's either you put the planet first, or you put first the convenience of plastic with all the packaging that we have our food in, the air miles that bring a variety of food to us from other nations. Do we really love the planet first? And our next slide is this saying, really. And if you want to follow me, you have to hate. It's not just your parents, it's a whole load of other people, your children. Difficult teaching, isn't it? Do you think Jesus literally meant that we had to hate our parents or our children? Why do you think that?
He loves everyone.
Because he loves everyone. And if we read the rest of our Bible, we see that he's talking about love all the time. So we have to unpack that a bit, don't we? Now, in his language, you either love something, and so you were totally for it, no doubt. But there wasn't, oh, you might prefer it. You either love or you hate. So you prioritise and you love something, and a lesser priority would say you hate it. It doesn't mean hate in quite the same way that we mean it, because of course God teaches us to love everybody equally. But what he is saying is that we have to put him first. Now that's quite hard, isn't it? Can we love God more than we love our husband or our wife? Or our children, or our parents, or our brother. They look very friendly at the moment. The thing is, though, that when Christ asks us to do this, what he's saying is, trust me, follow me. me and you put me first, I'm actually not going to say you have to hate them and treat them badly. In fact, if you love me and put me first, then I will actually be reminding you and helping you to love your husband, your wife, your children, your parents properly. But you have to love God first and foremost. So could we have the next slide? Whoever comes to me and does not hate father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, and even life itself, cannot be my disciples. You are either for me or you are against me. We have to be not like the Church of Laodicea, neither hot nor cold, but tepid so it will be spat out. We have to be loving God totally, following Christ totally. And the next slide. Because really, when we love Christ, it shows where we put our trust. Do we trust Christ more than we trust our parents, our children, our spouse? Do we put our priorities more in following Christ? Where do we place our allegiance? So if we go back to the next which slide, which you're going to do to follow Christ or not? Because he's made that dichotomy, he's made it a choice. You're either with Christ and loving him, or you're not. There is no middle ground. He wants to make it very clear that it is costly. So our next slide, I'm sorry, I have no idea what Philemon looked like. And I've no idea what Onesimus looked like. Which would you prefer to be? Philemon or Onesimus? Philemon. Why would you prefer to be Philemon?
Because I don't want to be a slave.
Because you don't want to be a slave. Yeah, it does look as though he's a bit more relaxed, a bit more clean, nicer clothes, not having to do any work, doesn't it? And then we come to that letter that Paul's written. So do you think it would be easier to go back to your master when you become a Christian and ask him to welcome you back? Or do you think it would be easier to be Philemon and to welcome him back? See, I think actually in this, Philemon's got the harder choice. Because Onesimus has always been a slave, as far as we know. And yes, he's run away and he's spent that time with Paul. And in that time, Onesimus, which means useful, has become useful because he has also become a follower of Christ instead of being useless and one who doesn't know Christ. So he has become a brother with Paul. And he's going back, and Paul will have taught him that we are all to love one another. So he's going back as a slave, and all he really has to do is say, forgive me for having been away for this time. But for Philemon, is that quite hard? Because actually what he's got to do is say, okay, you ran away. I probably lost a bit of standing in the community. I lost your work for a certain amount of time. I'm not sure if I can really trust you. And now Paul is asking me to accept you on a different basis. Would it be easier being Philemon or Onesimus? Because how can we love equally, which is the next slide? We have to either love everybody equally or we show favouritism or prejudice. And that's actually quite hard to do. Could you, if you were a slave owner, or if you were an employer who had employees who were not working properly, how do you keep loving somebody in those circumstances? And yet that's what God asks of us, doesn't he? We are to love everybody equally, to treat everybody as our brothers and sisters in Christ. So the next slide. We all make choices all the time. excited to have cheese or pudding. Something as simple as that. That following Christ takes making that decision every minute of every day. Okay, I could go this way and follow what I think Christ is asking of me at this moment, but that way actually looks easier. That's the way I'd really prefer to go. Are we going to be a disciple? Are we going to be a follower of Christ? Where do we put our trust? What do we prioritise? Where do we place our allegiance? And do we love others equally? God's love is for all. He loves all of us equally. It doesn't matter if you've been really, really, really naughty or not. He still loves you equally. He'd rather you weren't naughty because that hurts you and it hurts other people and it might hurt the world. But he loves each of us equally. And we are to love like that as well. That's really something to celebrate, isn't it? That no matter what we've done, where we've been, who we've been, whether we're male or female, Jew or Greek, slave or free, God loves all of us equally. And he asks us to do the same. But to prioritise following him first. Because only that way can we truly love everybody equally.